really exciting about human design and how it can impact the work that we do in the world is if you can imagine a world where everybody, oh, I can feel the truth of this is,
I feel it with you.
Ooh, if you can imagine a world where people are truly loving themselves and loving their true nature and not trying to be someone they're not, that they weren't born naturally to be, and finding themselves in jobs that they don't like and broadcasting a frequency of frustration or anger because they're in a relationship that's not working, or their home life isn't correct for them. They're in an environment. It could be just the environment. They're in a city or a home or with the people and the colleagues, whatever it might be, as we go through our day-to-day life as children and adults, that is just not tuning in and listening to the body's wisdom of its guidance of wanting to be like our compass, to our GPS, of showing us, oh, I'm responding to this. And that's for the generators, it's different for the other types. There's manifestors, projectors, and reflectors are the other three types. In the business world, companies would just be run so much more smoothly.
Namaste, sweet souls. My name is Shilpa, and you're listening to the Omni Mindfulness Podcast. I am a mindset and meditation coach for professional women and mompreneurs. The purpose of this show is to offer stories and content that allows you to increase your awareness of your authentic self and be inspired by connecting to the personal and professional stories of other souls. Souls who are walking the walk and living everyday human experiences with inspired intentions. These are the stories that will expand your consciousness and spark within you to ask, what if? Each season, I offer content to help you create a holistic lifestyle that embodies spirituality, mindfulness, mindset, and energy awareness. Through my conversations with experts in their niche area and solo casts from yours truly, my intention is to help you holistically revitalize, reset, and relax your body, mind, and spirit. I'm your host and founder of Omni Mindfulness. So ask yourself, what if just one story could be the catalyst to shift the trajectory of my life? What if I become instrumental in serving other souls to realize their true self? And what if my soul's higher purpose is in the realization of Omni Mindfulness joy? It's never too late to rewrite your story. And now, today's episode. Welcome back, sweet souls. This is your host, Shilpa. I wanted to share some exciting news about a little challenge I'm running, as I'm trying to get more people to discover this podcast and the conversations that inspire those who value personal growth. And the best way to do that is to leave reviews. You can leave a review on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts. So my request to you is to leave a review if you feel that you've received any value at all from these episodes of Omni Mindfulness. It would mean so much to me if you could write a little review regarding any episode that resonated with you. Please take a screenshot of that review and email it to me at omnimindfulness@gmail.com. In return, I will offer you my one-page guide to spark your meditation practice through Sankalpa. Sankalpa is a Sanskrit word for intention setting. Along with this, you'll receive a link to my guided meditation that will guide you through an intention setting meditation, positive affirmations, which you can practice daily. I guarantee that this gift will help you start a daily intention setting practice with a spark. It is my gift for you for being a listener, being a supporter, and of course, to enable you to manifest the best meditation practice. And we are now in my fifth podcast season, exploring the topic of spirituality. Each month, my guest and I delve deeper. In January, we explore spiritual entrepreneurship. In February, spiritual leadership and wisdom. And wrapping up with spiritual awareness in March. Stay tuned. And now, a conversation recorded with my co-host, Omni Lewis.
Hi, I'm Omni Valentina Lewis, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm your co-host. I'm in fourth grade, and I'm my mom's partner in mindfulness.
I am so excited about my next guest, Mari Smith. Often referred to as the Queen of Facebook, Mari is widely known as the premier Facebook marketing expert and a social media thought leader. Forbes describes Mari as the preeminent Facebook expert. Even Facebook asked for her help. Facebook hired Mari to teach business throughout the United States and to help create the company's blueprint certification programs. IBM named Mari as one of the 7 women who are shaping digital marketing. Mari is an in-demand keynote speaker, dynamic live webcast host, corporate social media strategist, and popular brand ambassador. She is co-author of Facebook Marketing, An Hour a Day, and author of The New Relationship Marketing. Mari also has a passion for personal and professional development and helping raise consciousness of the planet. She is a founding member of Southern California ALT, Association of Transformational Leaders, and a member of TLC, Transformational Leadership Council. Mari recently launched the Mari Smith Superstars Program, which is where she started to integrate human design systems. In this episode, Mari Smith discusses how she is applying human design systems into the world of marketing. She shares how you can integrate the concepts of human design not only into your marketing or business, but also into your personal life. She shares her enlightened perspective on how one can approach their professional and personal life differently and in alignment with who you were born to be. Human design is a phenomenal synthesis of astrology, the ancient Chinese book of I Ching, Eastern and Western astrology, the chakras, the Kabbalah, quantum physics, biology, and genetics. Mari is a qualified instructor of human design systems, and it is an honor to discuss these concepts with her in this podcast episode.
And now, here's the amazing Mari Smith.
Well, Mari, thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. I am so looking forward to this. I call it the virtual green room. I was telling Omni, I think that this is going to end up being one of my favorite podcast interviews ever.
Oh, well, we know we are excited. Every time I do a podcast with this little boy, it's just such a joy to have that opportunity to do partnership work with my son.
Yeah, and just to see the world through those younger eyes.
Absolutely. Omni, do you want to introduce yourself to Mari?
Hello, I'm Omni.
And Omni's 9 years old, and he just finished third grade.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So we thought we'd start the state of the social media and asking you, what is going on? We are aware that recent changes in Facebook have occurred. And we also are aware, like I'm aware, that you've taken an interest in design aspect mm-hmm. of things. So how do these two worlds connect? And maybe you can just enlighten the audience what's going on.
Sure. So I have been passionately blazing a trail in the social media industry since 2007 and specializing in Facebook marketing for businesses of all sizes. They call me the Facebook Queen, which is kind of a fun title. I don't mind that. And it's been my specialty for all these years, as I say. And I've seen an inordinate amount of change. I mean, it's just incredible how much change. And that company, was Facebook, now known as Meta Platforms Inc., is the holding company of Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp, and then all that they're doing in the AR and VR world. And so what's happening is there's this very, very fierce competition coming out of China with an app called TikTok, which probably everybody's heard of. And that has already crossed 1 billion. I believe they're closing in on 2 billion users, whereas Meta, the combined total, has just under 4 billion, it's about 3.6, 3.7 billion, which is astonishing. And, you know, Facebook's still the number one social network all these years later. But there's some rumblings, there's some cracks in the foundation that's happening. And I've been sensing it, seeing it, hearing it, feeling it, knowing it for many, many years now. And I'm seeing now that it's getting louder. It's kind of like distant thunder rumbling. And then now you think, oh, the storm's getting closer because you can hear the thunder closer. And what that looks like is the Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta Platforms, and then you've got the head of Instagram is Adam Mosseri, and the whole leadership. They have like 70,000 employees around the world. But the leadership is going, whoa, we've got some serious competition with TikTok. We better double down on these vertical videos. They call them reels, right, on Instagram and on Facebook. And then another aspect that's really made TikTok popular, other than the vertical videos, is the algorithmically controlled feeds, where they use, Facebook's calling it, Meta's calling it, a discovery engine. And they basically know you better than your mother, your spouse, and your best friend put together. And they predict what it thinks it's, you're going to like, content. So you start seeing feed and content in your feed that is predictive, as opposed to from people and friends, you know, and businesses that you follow. So those two major aspects, the vertical video and this discovery engine suggested content, are blatantly copied from TikTok. And it's in response to this competition. And users are getting frustrated. They're like, are you serious? If I wanted to be on TikTok, I'd go use TikTok. Could we please have this behemoth Meta innovate, come up with some new and different and creative ways, and to keep being Facebook, keep being Instagram. Just today, in fact, or yesterday, in fact, the Instagram talked about, as of time of this recording, they were rolling back some changes. They're rolling back putting as much suggested content in the feed because some major celebrities were posting about it, like, they're, you know, make Instagram again, and they're frustrated. And so for the longest time, I have seen that there's this growing, what I call Facebook frustration and Facebook fatigue. And audiences of all different demographics, generally slightly younger, certainly the Gen Zs, the 20, early 20 somethings and younger, are just not even using Facebook as much. They might use Instagram, but there's just this almost like a widening kind of gap of a possibility of a new app or platform coming in. And who knows if, and it, not TikTok, because TikTok's already long established, but there's like this new opportunity for a beautiful competing app, kind of like way back in the day when Instagram blazed onto the scene and everybody just loved it. It was this mobile app, you could share photos, and they've deviated away from the origins of that. And so to kind of sum all this up in this initial part here, I personally, as the leading Facebook marketing expert, was seeing this frustration in my own self and in my own community, and just going, oh my gosh, it's advertising and doing business and getting reach on Facebook. It's become so much more complicated. And so I had been looking for quite some time for a whole other body of work that would supplement or complement the work I already know and all my social media marketing expertise for these years, and I could bring something else in. And as if by magic, law of attraction, right? It was winter solstice of 2020. A very, very dear friend of mine was coming over to my house for a little girlfriend sleepover. And she's like, Mari, I don't know why, I was walking out of the house and my intuition just told me to grab this book. And so I pulled off the shelf and I'm supposed to show you this. And sure enough, it was a book on human design. And I had first had a reading back in the year 2000, and it kind of come in and out of my awareness, but it wasn't, it never really landed with me. Clearly, I was ready because I practically leapt out of my chair, waving my hands in the air. I'm like, oh, human design, there's books on that. You can study it. There's classes. And I was just like, from that day forward, I have taken professional human design classes practically every day. I can take multiple classes a week. I'm already certified as a Living Your Design Guide, which is the foundational course to teach the basics of human design. And I just love it. And it's basically a synthesis, as you know, but for your listeners, it's a synthesis of astrology, both Western and Eastern, Vedic astrology, the Chinese I Ching, the ancient book of changes, with the hexagrams, biology, chemistry, quantum physics, astronomy. So it's like the planets. It's when you look at it, everybody has a body graph. And what it is, in simple terms, it's this neutrino stream, which neutrinos is like the breath or the dust from the, or the exhalation from stars. The founder of the system, Ra, he called it the breath of the stars. We're all, the moment that we're born, we receive this imprint from the planets, from the stars. And it's like our genetic blueprint, and it's who we're born to be. Every single one of us, unique, special, different, expressing this genetic imprint. And what ends up happening is we get conditioned away from the true nature of who we were born to be. And that's what I'm seeing. And thank you for just letting me kind of ramble on here, rambling, but chat away to connect the dots between like how this beautiful body of work, human design system, just kind of come flying back into my life, and to be able to study it, and how I'm seeing how much social media conditions us away from who we're really meant to be, because we get into this ego comparison or mental health challenges, and you make a post and you're like, oh, you get maybe a little depressed because not enough people are seeing it, or you see someone else's picture of them. We make these assumptions, right? The monkey mind goes, oh my gosh, they must be doing so well and I'm not doing as well. But when we can really embody our true nature of who we were born to be and learn to love, that's a whole premise of human design, is you learn to understand yourself so you can love and accept yourself and operate correctly as your unique differentiated self in this world, and increase, basically elevating your vibration. It's helping to impact the whole world. So I will stop there and hand the mic back to you.
Oh my goodness. So you so beautifully summarized the state of things in terms of social media, what is occurring. I mean, for the audience who may not know, I took your courses. Mm. And that is how I became a little versed in the world of social media, because it'd been around. And you're right about the fact that it's a generational thing. I may have been an early adopter, and my motivation was very different than the motivation of others. First, it was like, oh, I've basically traveled the world my entire life, but I have very few connections. So I needed that social connection. By virtue of being in there, though, over time, the expertise that you provided helped me harness my business skills on utilizing the social media. But when you were using that analogy of you could hear the thunder coming in and rolling, I thought of myself as a person on the ship in the waters, and this fierce winds and water coming into the ship. And you're like, well, yeah, you're right. You are so accurate saying that social media can also be a burden. It can be a boon. And it is psychologically a challenge for many. I have friends whose teenage girls have gone through some serious things because of the social media bullying that can occur. But it's in a generation where we're also utilizing the technology to help us with our business. So there's a balance that's necessary. What I find spiritually interesting about tying it back to the human design is that you are utilizing that data, that information, if you will, I feel scientifically grounded to some degree, you know, great degree, is that it informs us of how to better utilize social media, as opposed to we are not an imprint of people's perception. We are more than what that social media picture is, that profile, the persona. Our persona is so much more deeper, like thinking about ourselves in terms of our true self. And that's something so critical for my son, because I wanted him to know that he's more than he thinks he might be, and his true self is so much greater.
Wow, I love that. It's interesting because this human design was kind of born in the late 80s, like around 1987. And the founder basically received, had an 8-day mystical experience where a voice spoke to him and he wrote the system down. Apparently it was the voice of the earth. And for a lot of people, that's going to sound very esoteric and woo-woo. I think it's magical. And it coincided with the supernova, death of a supernova. And so it was like, I think it was 3 times the amount of neutrinos penetrated the planet and every human being on it at that time. We were due for this upgrade. And so what you just said about your son, what Ra said is this, the human design system is really here for children. It's here for the next generations. It's so that they can operate so much more in alignment with who they were born to be. And what's so exciting about the thunder rumbling and the transitional time that we're in, and social media is a reflection of that, and all of the chaos happening in the world, is that we are coming to the end of a 411-year planetary cycle, which ends in 2027. So that is not far away.
You know, like the charts, we talk about the different yugas.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure you're aware of them. And we talk about it all the time among the more spiritual crowds, that what we're seeing, you know, the state of things the last 8 years, particularly in the U.S. and perhaps in the Western worlds, is a reflection of change.
Yeah. You know? It absolutely is. When you think about 411 years, we're now in the final few years to 2027. It is no wonder it feels like the heat is being turned up. Everything from COVID to the economy to fake news to wars, it's really where my partner Christopher talks about it. He says that Archangel Michael had always said to him that the dark is going to get darker as the light gets lighter. So where do we want to put our focus? If a person is choosing to only focus on the dark getting darker, the world can look pretty crazy. But if you also can recognize at the same time, there is an inordinate amount of waking up happening and people reclaiming their sovereignty and connecting more and creating community more. Would you agree?
Yes. I love metaphors, analogies. I'm thinking of a black velvet painting with a little specks of white, but you wouldn't be seeing the white unless you had seen the darkness. And the shift or change we're seeing, the purification, maybe we could call it, is also a reflection on the fact that each one of us needs to now choose where our attention goes, because where our attention goes, the energy flows.
Yes, absolutely. And what is coming to my mind to insert in our conversation here is a wonderful documentary that came out in 2020, I want to say, and it was called The Social Dilemma. I watched it twice. It was astounding. It was a big wake-up call. Most of it we knew already, but it's how these big tech companies, all of them, Twitter, Meta, you know, LinkedIn, Pinterest, all of these big tech companies where they have feeds, they are manipulating us. They're controlling psychologically, getting us addicted so that our eyeballs will be glued to these devices so they can sell us stuff. They can capture our data and sell us stuff. So to your point about where are we going to be putting our attention is to start to be so much more mindful when it's absolutely an addiction. It's like alcohol or drugs or whatever. It's not as unhealthy. I don't know. But every time you reach for that phone and you find yourself just mindlessly scrolling and consuming, all I do it myself and I have to catch myself time and time and time again. Oh crap. What did I just do? 20 whole minutes or 40 whole minutes, you know, of my life. I'll never get back again. What did I just learn? Nothing. A bunch of just inane stuff.
Absolutely. Just the other day, I was telling Omni that, you know, mommy spent 5 hours more last week on her phone because the iPhone will tell you. I consider myself spiritual and mindful, and yet I am not cognizant of that behavior at times. It's easy to slip. It's easy to ask yourself, which I do each morning, where was my attention yesterday? Mm. And I'm like, because each of those moments are so precious, you won't get them back again.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah.
We do have one related question that Omni is really excited to ask you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mari, your recent focus on human design may have a couple people confused or not understanding. Can you explain a little bit more about it?
Maybe to the perspective of a child who may not quite understand, because Omni did have something to share with you about how his take was. He explained it to me better than I understood it a few days ago. But what was that you said?
Well, I thought that the position of the planets when you're born kind of says what your design and personality would be like.
That's exactly right. That's perfect, Omni. You got it. That's absolutely perfect. Now, what's really cool that human design does that no other system does is that the moment that you're born, the moment that you leave your mommy's womb, that is the imprint at birth, which is the conscious personality. And it's in the black activations, call them gates, where all the planets are. There's 13 of them, starting with the sun at the top, right? The sun and then the earth and the nodes of the moon. And then the moon itself, Mercury, Venus, Mars, etc. And so everything in black is conscious on your personality. You know that about yourself. What's super awesome about human design is there's also an imprint about 88 days before you're born. It's about 3 months. 3 months before you're born. And that's all the red. That's where the planets were about 3 months before you're born. And that is your unconscious. It's your body. And so though we don't, you know, it's not even subconscious. We don't have, it's kind of like sometimes you might be aware of it, but unconscious things that you just naturally do in life. And so that's where you get the synthesis of the two, what's you're aware of and what you're totally unaware of, but other people observing you go, absolutely, you know, you're absolutely like that. Omni or Shilpa, you know, that's exactly how you are. And so, yeah, it's really, if you think, so think, for example, as you are experiencing your life, Omni, and you're at school or you're with a friend or you're talking to a teacher, or you're learning a new subject and you understand aspects about how you are in the world, like how you take in information. And so then you're like, well, you know, I can be, I learn best by taking notes, right? So you have what's called a strategic mind. So when someone's teaching you a subject, if you're able to write notes about it, you just know that about yourself. And then everybody else, let's say everybody else in the class is not taking notes. And then they're like, why is Omni taking notes? And you're like, you're just cool with it. You're like, this is how I know this about myself. I learn really well when I take notes. And so that's just like one tiny little aspect of the self, understanding the self and how you can show up and interface with the world and understanding what's not you. What's really interesting, because I know that I got a little sneak peek at both of your human design charts, and I'm you know, a year and a half into studying this professionally, and there's about another year and a half to go before I'm actually an analyst and able to do the full on readings. And at the moment, I'm certainly able to do the basics of it. But when I was first looking at both of your charts, one of the biggest differences is that Shilpa, your mom, Omni, has emotional waves. She's in the solar plexus, has what's called definition. So consistently in any 24-hour period, you might feel these waves going through you, Shilpa, where you're like super high, something's really got you elated. And other times you might be in a little bit of a funk, and it's just normal. And the thing for you, that's your authority. That's how you make decisions. And you're going to make decisions only after taking time to sleep on it. For Shilpa in particular, this is where you're good. If somebody asks you to make a snap decision, you'd be like, can I sleep on it? Can I get back to you tomorrow? I need time to think about that. I need time to process it. And you're going to wait till you're what's called emotionally clear. So you're not super high or not super low. You're just somewhere in the middle of this, in that nice, even keel. That's how you make your decisions. Whereas with Omni, he is not defined in the solar plexus. He does not experience these highs and lows of the emotion, but he will feel yours. He will feel yours, Shilpa, and he'll potentially magnify them. So sometimes, Omni, if you're feeling feelings, they might actually not even be yours. They might be your mommy's feelings.
Well, that's remarkable. On so many levels, I feel like this ties in with the spiritual aspect of who I'm trying to be continually, because when those waves come, like the more spiritual side always tells me equanimity, be even keel. And then I fight myself because I'm like, whoa, I'm seeing myself feeling this way and then this way. I'm not saying I'm like a pendulum, but yeah. I find myself always trying to stay equal.
Yeah.
And fighting myself. And you're right. He feels like, don't you feel what mommy feels sometimes? He'll just come up to me and give me a hug when I'm like, oh, did you know? And like, he'll just give me a kiss, right?
Yeah, very, very perceptive. Yeah, that is so cool. So with both of you are what are called manifesting generators, and that's the generator is the red square in the middle. That's the sacral. It's related to the second chakra in the Hindu Brahman chakra system. And that is a beautiful energy resource. It's a motor. It's literally, that's why it's called generator. It's like this generative energy. And so long as in any given day that you're doing work or activities or play that you love, it's the most critical thing for a generator or a manifesting generator, which you both are, is to do work and activities that you really love, that light you up. And so what happens is that generator energy in the sacral center, it regenerates overnight, it regenerates. So you wake up the next morning, you got all this energy and you can just go and do your thing. And so, but the big thing is to respond to life. And you respond by seeing what feels uplifting. Where does your energy expand? That's a yes. And usually you'll say, or like there's some kind of a non-articulate sound, not necessarily a word, but just like and then if it's a no, you can feel, this is for both of you, that you'll feel the energy contracting, and I'm the same, and it it's sometimes very quick and fleeting. It'll just go, ooh, that doesn't feel so good, or you'll go, that's like a maybe or not right now, or you know, so you can get, that's one thing, a really good thing for you, Omni, to just kind of get more aware of anytime you make those little sounds. And the first one you make, like if your mom says, hey, Omni, do you want to go out for breakfast tomorrow? And you go, okay. But did you see the first thing you said, the first sound was, you weren't sure. You were like, you know what? I don't think I do. Ask me again in the morning.
You do those things, don't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah, he makes certain sounds. It's funny, he mimics what I often have felt like in my behavior. And over time, I've seen him mimic it. And it's coming more naturally, though.
So cool. Yeah, you guys have a lot of similarities.
Would you like to share the charts?
Absolutely. Yeah, I could do that. I'd be happy to do that. And I really love to look at the two of you together. Let me do that. We'll share the screen. And this will be fun for on the video. And so there's the sacral, as I was talking about, the square right here, that's called the sacral center. And then this is the solar plexus where the emotions are. And what's really, and this is, we're looking right now at Shilpa's chart. What's really interesting is that your solar plexus is consciously defined. You see this little energy, as Omni pointed out, right? There's a gate 40 in gate 37. That means there was planets. Here is the south node of the moon was in gate 40 on the moment you're born. And then where's your 37 was actually in the south node of the moon. So that creates a conscious channel. So you're aware of the emotional energies moving through your body. And I would not fight it, Shilpa. Just let yourself experience those highs and lows and just be with wherever they are. And it's just energy flowing through the body. That's all it is, right? Emotion is energy in emotion, emotion. And isn't that neat?
That's fascinating. Only because often I fight those very emotions thinking equanimity is what I need, but maybe it's part of my cycle.
Exactly. That's a good way to call it, a cycle. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In any given 24-hour period, and this is consistent. It's not like people who don't, like if we go over to Omni's chart for a split second, we'll see that his is totally white.
Oh, wow.
And so it's not defined. So not like he has feelings. Of course you do, Omni. It's just that they're not constant, consistent, everyday, regularly. And it's just something that you're here to learn about. Any of the white centers are where we're learning about in this area, in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Did I fill up in one lifetime? Go from
No. This is your imprint forever.
Oh.
Yeah. Some changes though, you'll have like your Uranus returns, and then your Chiron is when you hit 50. And so there's different planetary activations, but you never lose what you're absolutely born with. You know, so, and then just real quick, I love to show the two of you together, because this is really, really beautiful. And what's fun is So there's 9 centers total, right? Different from the 7 chakras in the human design, there's 9. And you can see when we put your 2 charts together, the connection theme is that you light up 8 out of 9. And the little rhyme that we have is 8 and 1 have some fun. So between the 2 of you, you have all centers lit up or defined, colored in, except this is called the G center. It's your identity, your direction, and your love in this world. And neither of you have it defined. So that just means it's inconsistent, but it also means you can be very wise, very flexible, and where like environment is really, really critical to both of you. So you've got to feel good in the place you're in. And you can also be very fluid in just where you are and where you're, you know, places you go and how you show up in the world. But otherwise, what I thought was fun to point out is this here, if I scroll down to what's called electromagnetic channels, and you make 3 of them together. So when you're in aura, which you are, when you're more than, like if you outstretch your arms really wide, And so then that means if you stood like apart so that only your fingers were touching, then you're out of aura. As soon as you're, you know, two arms lengths in presence, in the presence of a person, you're in the other person's aura. And these are frequencies that we broadcast. So the 2 of you together, you make what's called openness, a channel of openness. Social means when you 2 get together, Omni has the 12, and then your mom here has the 22. So you make that channel together. You also make this channel together. It means you might be a little more organized, a bit more detail-oriented. Look at how organized you were for this interview and putting notes together. And then you also have this channel down here is called judgment. Doesn't mean you're judgmental, but it's actually you really love to fix things, to correct things. You can see what needs to be corrected and fixed, and then you work on that. Together. I love seeing your charts together. So anyway, I don't mean to go on and on. We could spend a lot of time on this.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you perceived the fun part when up above.
Yes.
When Omni and I get together, we have so much fun together.
Yeah, like when we play with my car.
Yeah, like a couple of days ago, we played with this toy car and we couldn't stop giggling. And that's just normal for us, just to giggle and have fun. And also further down when you mentioned the organization, my husband, myself, and Omni are known to be impeccably organized to the point where he's the most organized in his classroom.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost every kid, they just throw stuff in their desk. And one time my pencil box fell and everything fell out. So one kid tried to help me. But he just threw everything in. But then I showed him how I did it.
How to really do it.
That's awesome. I love that, Omni. Yeah, you're like, this is how you get organized. Neat.
So wow. Omni wanted to ask you.
Hey, sweet souls, if you are seeking to start 2023 strong, then you are in for a treat. In 2023, I'm collaborating with the financial planner and author of Awaken Your Wealth, Julie Murphy, to host a 3-month online workshop aimed at professional working women or mompreneurs who seek to manifest financial freedom. Did you know that taking your manifestations to the next level is about integration of financial planning tools and mindfulness modalities that help you cultivate the skills to recognize what your current abundance mindset is and build your ability to receive. In 3 months, you can learn practical skills combined with powerful mindfulness tools to overcome your financial fears, eliminate anxiety, and take control of your financial life. Join us and learn to implement a practical plan to optimize your money and your life. Click on the link at the bottom of the show notes to get on the early sign-up list. Namaste.
When in 20 years, when I'm 29 years old, how do you think social media will be like?
Wow, 20 years, that's a long time away. I am certain that Mark Zuckerberg's vision, not just Mark Zuckerberg, the head of Apple, Google, all these big tech companies, and I'm sure there'll be plenty more by the time 20 years rolls around. What they envision is what's being called the metaverse. And so it's a whole virtual reality world where currently the technology is we have this hardware, which just looks like giant big goggles right now. I'm not personally, I don't own one, and I'm not about to anytime soon, because I've heard they can make you a little dizzy or even nauseous or get vertigo. And so, but they have tremendous possibilities there where, yeah, right now it might be used more for the gaming world, but a lot of brands are adopting it for all kinds of really cool uses to showcase their products or their apps or whatever the case might be. But yeah, if we fast forward 20 years, the technology is going to be so much more advanced where it could literally be, instead of putting on this giant big headset, which might be heavy and makes you a bit spacey, all you do is you pop contact lenses in, a couple of little contact lenses, and you might just look to a blank wall and you'll be watching your TV without a TV because it's just broadcasting on a wall through your contact lenses. You'll be able to just like teleport and go hang out with a friend. They put their lenses in, you put yours in, and you're playing a game or you're doing all kinds of things together. So I think social media as it is right now, Omni, I don't know if there even would be a Facebook anymore, or it certainly be a totally different version of it. I think eventually people might just get tired of sharing their whole lives online. I don't know, but we'll see. So, and I hope, my hope though, I would say, is that all of us human beings will be in a place that we love to connect with one another even more so when there's less dissension and negativity and, you know, false news and fake news. And that, but it's not just virtual. That's what I'm a big proponent of, and I'm sure you'll agree, Shilpa, too, of how important it is to not get so carried away with technology that we lose sight of how fundamental it is to be human, to be with one another in person, right? I don't think that's ever going to go away anytime soon.
Absolutely. What do you think? Even connecting to nature, connecting to just to the environments where you meet like-minded souls, like going to a temple party. It's just something that, you know, even especially during COVID, that illuminated the need for that, because we all just, at least I can speak for myself, I wasn't aware how much I enjoyed being around other humans.
Yes, I know. It was about two years went by before I did an in-person event. And previous to COVID, I was on an airplane probably twice a month, if not three times a month, traveling around the whole country, North America, and then several times a year going abroad. And then it just came to a grounding, screeching halt. And you know, sometimes I get a little bit cabin fever, right? Itchy feet. I want to travel and do that. But then I'm just like, I don't miss that life of schlepping a suitcase and in and out of airports, and open my eyes in the morning and I see a hotel ceiling and I'm like, wait, what city am I in today? Which hotel? And so it's been an amazing blessing in many ways to just be able to keep running my business and do so many virtual events. So thank goodness for Zoom.
Maybe just to kind of even bring it back to the human design, perhaps that coming into your life when it did during the period of the COVID, it perhaps changed your perception of what might have appeared. And I know it appeared that way for me as well, the whole social media world shakeup and the negativity around it. But leaning on to the more spiritual aspect may have given you a new perspective maybe on the future.
100%. So for example, earlier when I was encouraging you, Shilpa, of how your design, your body is designed to make decisions, is not snap and instantaneous. I'm not talking about like what you're going to eat or whatever. These are major decisions, and which could also include, you know, meeting a friend or a business opportunity or whatever, is how important it is for you to wait to go through the energy moving through your body with the emotional cycles, and then wait till you're more in that equanimity. Whereas both Omni and myself, we have the same what's called authority, the same inner authority, which is just the sacral response. It's so important to ask Omni yes, no questions. Always a yes, no question for someone whose authority is the sacral center. And he'll know, your body knows. Sometimes it might surprise him, because his sacral is unconsciously defined. I'm the same way. My sacral is unconsciously designed. So I bring that up in the context of that was probably right away when I first started studying human design, of to learn what my innate inner authority is and to be mindful of that energy expanding or energy contracting inside of my body, especially in the sacral. So I get invitations to do a speaking engagement or lead a virtual event or be on a podcast or whatever it might be, or team up, do a business partnership. And I, in the past, before human design, my mind would get in the way. We call it a not self mind. And my mind chatter would go, well, it looks like it's good money, or, you know, it's not that great money, but I don't want to turn them down. It's like, I'm talking myself into doing something which I actually did not have the energy for. It was not a clear yes from my body. But now I literally even will find myself in an email saying, you know, I don't really have the energy for this. And so, you know, can you ask me again next month, or else I'll just be like, no, this doesn't work for me. So I've just come to a place where I can make clearer and cleaner decisions and eradicating that not self talk of like trying to prove myself or making sure that people like me and not wanting to upset them and saying no when, you know, or saying yes when I really want to say no. So it's been a real blessing.
That blessing is something that really resonates with me. At the beginning of the year, one of the mantras that I created for myself is, I am vitality. And the reason being is often I get so in my head that my vitality is depleted because the energy is so there. And as you mentioned, which I was not cognizant of, is I have these natural emotional waves that are my imprint. It's not a faulty thing. It's not like I did something wrong. Maybe I was just born with it, right? I recognize early this year that when my energy gets depleted, I need to be more aware. So what I do now is I ask, where is my mind? Where is my heart? And where is that energy being channeled? So I feel like even in your case, now that you've understood your human chart and recognizing how you need to respond, it really just ties back to energy though.
Yes, it is. It's all energy. It's energy in the body and being able to be aware of it and getting ourselves out of our minds, which tend to be very active. I have in the human design, my chart, I'm just like so many activations up in the head, what's called the ajna or the mind, and then into the throat. It's like all the planets are sitting up here. And then it's like, whoa, I go down the body into the behind the sternum is the G center and then the sacral. It's like, oh, wow, there's a whole rest of my body here that wants to show up and have a seat at the table, you know? So one thing, by the way, for you, Shilpa, is that you have what's called a very passive mind, and so, or brain system. I have the same. And so it's really important to eat small meals and to not overeat, because that can deplete your energy. If you have too much to eat. Whereas on the other hand, Omni, he's probably got a hearty appetite and he can probably eat more than you.
Yeah, it's so interesting you should say that. From a young age, my mom would always tell me that I ate, they called me a bird in my family.
Yes, same.
Because I
eat like a bird.
And as much as I'm a foodie, I love to cook, but yeah. You won't see me overindulge because I'll pick at it and then I'll come back to it later. Right? Mm-hmm. Dinner, I barely eat anything.
Yeah.
But he is like, he's a lean, mean machine. Although sometimes I wish he would eat more.
I eat sometimes slow.
Yeah, he eats slowly.
That's a good thing. It's a very good thing to eat slowly. Yeah, yeah. And whereas earlier when I was saying about Omni might has that strategic mind and it's important to learn by taking notes. On the other hand, Shilpa, you don't need to take notes. You have this mind that can just absorb and it's all in there. You might think, oh my gosh, where did it go? But as soon as somebody asks you, they'll just come right out of your mind.
That is so interesting to say. I have classically always overprepared. I take the copious notes for everything. I overprepare. And then yet when I'm in an interview or anything, my entire life, I walk away saying, I nailed it. I don't know where. I have this out of body experience where I watch myself like, oh, she's sounding kind of good there.
Yes, that's awesome. That's so cool.
It just comes somehow.
Yes. Yeah. Because everything you've ever experienced in your life is just all in there. It just like soaked it up, absorbed it. And then it's just a matter of it being called out of you.
Yeah. I wonder if the heart, does the heart chart or heart chart, the, what do you call it? Sorry. I just drew a blank. Heart center chart. These charts, do they tell you
human about design.
Human design charts? Do they tell you anything about when someone needs to drop into the heart? Because that's been my other thing lately, that I feel like I need to live more from the heart rather than the cerebral.
Well, that's really interesting. In the human design system, there what would probably map to the heart chakra, there's the higher self, which is the G, what they call G center, G, it could be G for God, G for geometry, J-I for G, like chi or G in the body. We don't really know what it stands for, but it's called the G center. And you're like your higher self here is fully open, no gates whatsoever. It's fully open. And so, you know, having your mind say, oh, you need to be in your heart more is probably a representation of that being fully open and inconsistent. It just means it's inconsistent. Whereas this is called the ego center, the heart center. Also, it's the center where there's willpower, the material world, egoism, self-worth. And what's really fascinating about you, Shilpa, is that being on this beautiful spiritual journey, probably all your life, is that you've probably fought this center as well, where it's like you don't want to come across as like having an ego or being in your lower self or lower heart or being too like focused on the material world. And you don't come across that way at all. You have a natural strength of being a sense of self, like a sense the willpower and the courage. And it just comes naturally to it. Like you don't have to prove yourself. And whereas that's by the way, that's not that common. It's less common to have the heart center defined than it is undefined. And both Omni and myself have it undefined, fully undefined, in which it means that maybe with the undefined ego center or heart center, that having to thinking that you might have to prove yourself or prove or improve. So in terms of, I don't know if I'm answering your question, because it's like you were asking me specifically about this part of your mind that tells you you need to come from the heart more. And it could be that. So that would be my best observation, would be just the open G center and the defined heart center.
I love that. Thank you so much. And I could talk for hours on this subject. I'm now motivated to learn more and learn from you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I have an introduction to human design class in my Superstars community, which I launched in March of 2022. And I'd been thinking about it and cooking on it for a couple of years, and it just finally felt right, like the right time. And I wanted to create a community that was completely off of Facebook. It was completely away, actually, from all social media. And it's just this beautiful oasis of calm and away from the chaotic noise of these algorithmic news feeds.
And you know, so, when I'm in your group,
yeah,
I actually feel that energy. I feel the calmness.
Wow.
I enjoy just not having the distractions. And I actually feel safe, because often in social media, depending on which environment you're in, you can never predict if there are trolls.
That's right. I know. Oh, thank you for saying that. Yeah. I have grand visions for Superstars. And it's probably the first time in my life, because of human design, and I'm just allowing myself time to see what wants to emerge, to see what I respond to, and to not get myself all caught up in the mind going, oh my God, I need to do something. Hurry, I should put a post together. People are probably wondering, okay, I'm in here, now what? And just like, okay, thank you for sharing, monkey mind.
Yes.
We got this.
Let it be organic. I mean, I'm sincerely interested. I'm actually even more interested because of the future of technology that we discussed. Well, how can Omni in his generation embrace this emerging, what it feels like an emerging field, and make it part of their knowledge base? Like that they're aware, like, I know my chart, this is my imprint, and how can I navigate life knowing these things about myself?
Oh, I love it. I love it. That would be so profound. If the two of you decide to learn human design together, and I can tell, Omni, you are a quick study. You learn things probably quite fast and you just soak it up and take it in. And I can tell you're quite fascinated by it. And even the fact that you already knew, oh, wait, this is where the planets were when I was born. That's what makes these little imprints. Actually, one more quick thing I'm going to show you is in this particular software, I think this will be fun to see, is we can go into the view, and then there's what's called the mandala. And then this is where all the 64 gates are. It goes counterclockwise like that. And those are little hexagrams of the I Ching. And then here's where the little planets are. And then you've also got the astrology here. And then this is Omni's chart. So it shows you all these colored in sections are related to where your chart, you know, so it's just really pretty. You could study this for just the basics. You can go to the basics, or you can really go in deep. But we've covered some of the basics today, is about just how you make decisions and how you respond to life, both being of the generator type, the manifesting generator.
That's lovely. We had looked at one of the mandalas, and it was an epiphany for me, because I've been exposed to the concept of mandalas on different levels.
Yeah,
but I hadn't seen the synthesis of that different levels of information, the Vedic and the I Ching, just it gave it credibility in my mind.
Yes.
I didn't mention to you that I've been around the Vedic astrology charts to the point where you're born and immediately they're like, your daughter must get married here and do this, do that. And everything was a little so fixated that I shunned it for many years. And then it wasn't until you mentioned human design, I researched it, and suddenly I'm like, okay, there's credibility there.
Yes, it's scientifically proven now. And then even when the system was born in 1987, or came through in that 8-day mystical experience, it had not yet been proven that neutrinos, this dust or matter from stars, had mass. And then a few years later, the science world acknowledged that neutrinos have mass. And so it is actually imprinting us.
Wow. You know, and Omni did ask a question about that. Remember you were saying, well, how do the planets affect us?
Yeah, I didn't completely understand how the position of the planets affected us.
Well, I tell you what I'll do. There is literally a 1-minute video on YouTube. So we can share that link. You can put it in for the podcast, and I'll make sure that you two have it after, because it's beautifully explained, and you see the patterns moving, the planets moving, and then you see where the mandala is, and it makes so much more sense when you can see it visually as opposed to having me explain it to you.
Yeah, and that is the video we saw where I had that epiphany, like, wow, the planets, the positioning is the image of the mandala, which I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and unlike astrology, what human design is also brings in the earth. And 70% of the neutrinos come from the sun. And so that's why whatever gate your sun is in is really what you're here to shine your light in the world as. That's your most significant activation.
Our last question, we can ask it together, just to wrap up. But I'm curious, now that you've grounded your knowledge, even particularly on the science end of human design, how will it guide or empower the future of digital media or marketing or communication? And how can it potentially even help women entrepreneurs? Even little boys?
Yeah. Children, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So as you grow, Omni, and you eventually you'll be an adult and you'll be in the business world, what is really, really exciting about human design and how it can impact the work that we do in the world is, if you can imagine a world where everybody, oh, I can feel the truth of this is
I feel it with you.
Ooh, if you can imagine a world where people are truly loving themselves and loving their true nature and not trying to be someone they're not, that they weren't born naturally to be, and finding themselves in jobs that they don't like and broadcasting a frequency of frustration or anger because they're in a relationship that's not working, or their home life isn't correct for them. They're in an environment. It could be just the environment. They're in a city or a home or with the people and the colleagues, whatever it might be, as we go through our day-to-day life as children and adults, that is just not tuning in and listening to the body's wisdom of its guidance of wanting to be like our compass, to our GPS, of showing us, I'm responding to this. And that for the generators, it's different for the other types. There's manifestors, projectors, and reflectors are the other three types. In the business world, companies would just be run so much more smoothly. And there's a whole other, I'm going through the training for this as well, but there's a whole other business application of human design, and it's called BG5. It stands for Base Group 5, but it's the BG5 Institutes right here in San Diego as well. And I'm taking their trainings to be able to eventually be a certified BG5 consultant. And what you can do is go into organizations, run the charts of small groups of people, and then the whole like different pods, 3 to 5 people come together to make these bigger teams. And you can see where one team, maybe they're struggling. It's like, whoa, that's because you don't have this activation or this type or this like personality needs to be, have this strength. And to be, it's like beyond a typing system, because it's like who we're really, really, you know, genetically imprinted to be in this world. So anyway, I'm trying to paint this picture, but that's where it is for me, tying it together between people showing up in the world, loving who they are and being true to their own nature, not saying yes to invitations or opportunities that their body's saying no, but they're like, their mind's going, yeah, you know, and then they.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, I got goosebumps when you were saying that, because I spent so many years in corporate.
Yeah.
And I would say many years, let's say, and in a very technology oriented field. And often I felt I was going against the grain, because while I was naturally good at doing the art of whatever I did in technology, it was the environment and also that missing element of feeling like what I wasn't leaning into, like my imprint, not knowing it or resisting it. But more recently, I've had people say, well, it's in your DNA, Shilpa, that you are inclined to want to meditate or teach meditation or be spiritual. And now I'm like, I have this aha, like, wait a minute. So those years of pain, like you were describing, it's true pain for people to be in the wrong environment. Or often what you were saying, bringing the right energy together by understanding the human design, that is missing. I would often wish when I go into a corporate meeting, you're like, can we just start with a small meditation and I'll get grounded?
Yes. Oh, how beautiful would that be? Just get everybody into their bodies and land and out of the head and all that monkey mind, as they call.
I truly believe the world needs this. And it's the timing is right, particularly in light of what we've seen. And now with Meta and the shakeup in the world of information and communication.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah, it's good timing. And it's definitely become a more of a growing interest, even in the, you know, year and a half, 2 years or so that I've been studying this body of work. I'm seeing a growing interest. And I know there's like my main teacher, Lavina, her name is, she's wonderful. It transpired that we had actually met back in 2009 before she became a superstar in the human design industry. She's very, very well known and a tremendous teacher. And she keeps encouraging me and saying, I just can't wait to see what you do when you're like really feel ready and you're an authority in this field to bring it out more into the world. And I plan to integrate it in with social media and marketing and business and to really helping people that way. So
it is necessary, and I see the value. And also when you mentioned the BG5, that just piqued my curiosity.
Yeah, Yeah, that'll be exciting for you to check out. It is, because it's not quite so esoteric. They changed the language up, so it's the same exact same system. It's just different languaging, so it's a bit more tailored for the business world.
I can understand that. Anything else, Omni, would you like to ask her before we wrap up?
Well, not really, but everything I think you said was very interesting.
Thank you, Omni. Well, I am delighted to be here with you, and I look forward to seeing how much more you learn about human design and helping one another to understand it deeper and applying it in your lives.
We will definitely dig into it deeper and maybe in the future share with you what we've learned.
Absolutely. I will be here for you.
Thank you so much, Mari, and have a lovely day. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much. You too as well. Many blessings. Bye for now.
Many blessings.
Thanks again for tuning in, sweet souls. Check out the links in the descriptions and please take a moment to like, follow, and share. And continue to be Omni Mindful.